Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One is Mark and John's a co-host. They're alive. They are not ghosts. It's Five Cold Screams. It's Five Cold Screams. It's a nightmare, not a dream. Five Cold Screams. It's Five Cold Screams.
Hello.
Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
And I'm Mark Rennie.
And oh boy, our guest this week.
You know her. You love her. You adore her. You worship her. She's up on a pedestal. Hey, tights. You know her from the podcast Funny Feeling and We Love Trash. It's Betsy Sidaro.
Yay,
Betsy.
Thank you.
Betsy, thank you so much for being here on a Tuesday morning, bright and early.
Bright and early. This is the earliest I've ever gotten up in my life.
It's not that early, Betsy.
No, it's crazy early. I went to bed at 5 p.m. last night so I could get up.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got 17
a full
hours.
17 hours. You're like a cat. Mm-hmm. You need to sleep 17 hours
yeah,
a day.
Is that not how you guys have to do it?
No. That's like 100% how we do it.
Oh, okay. Great, yeah. You got to get at least 17 hours. How many hours are in a day?
24 last I checked.
Okay. And so that leaves seven hours to get things done.
Oof, if you can get your stuff done in 7 hours,
yes,
it means you need a nap.
Yes. Big time. A 17-hour nap.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Well, we're in the middle of our Five Cold Screams. We're celebrating Halloween movies all month, or horror movies, I would say.
Yes.
You love Halloween. I know.
I love Halloween
so much. You and I are talking in July how we can't wait for Halloween for spooky season.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's the most fun time.
It is. You love mazes.
I love mazes. I love scary things. I love the movies. Everything. I love wearing costumes.
Yeah.
I love it.
What did you do? You went to Halloween Horror Nights this year?
I did. It was pretty fun. We went to the like fan preview night.
Okay.
So it wasn't crazy packed.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
That's nice.
But we also got the pass where you can skip the line.
Oh, that's always nice.
Per maze, or you get it like once per maze. And it was awesome.
What was your favorite maze?
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, well,
that's one of my favorite movies.
I know.
So. And they brought it. They even had, like, while you're waiting in line, they have that old farmer dude from the beginning coming out looking for Pooh Bear.
Oh, no.
And he, like, reenacts that whole thing. He's like, where's my Pooh Bear? And then you see a big giant clown. It's awesome. It was really fun. But then, they had their own maze that they made called Holidays in Hell. And
ooh,
you just go through a year. It starts at New Year's and ends at New Year's.
Oh, cute.
Okay.
And
I
it
like
was
that.
Awesome.
What was 4th of July? Just like war atrocities?
It was very...
No.
You sit down for 30 minutes and just watch really sad war footage.
Yeah. Never forget.
It was very kind of the Purge Uncle Sammy.
I see.
Okay, that makes sense.
But then there was like a killer Easter bunny. Of course, nasty leprechaun.
Gross. Take them. What did they do for Thanksgiving?
Killer turkey.
Curly turkey.
And it was... Like, they could have done a whole...
That could have been its own maze.
Yes, it was awesome just and terrifying. Killer like killer turkeys kept coming out at you. It was
that
so
would be great. Just a maze with like every like minute another killer turkey is like released.
It was terrifying. It was great.
There is something about birds that is like, are they aliens? Like,
they're
what
dinosaurs,
are they?
They're dinosaurs.
Dude. Dinosaurs, right?
And they're nasty.
Their energy is weird. I feel right. They're like when a bird is wild and wants to kill you. It's a lunatic.
It's yes. Yeah, they're terrifying.
Juniper birds are actually like very territorial, or parrots.
Ew.
I once had a one night stand with a guy who had a parrot.
Oh, not with a parrot. I was very concerned.
Yeah, I was having a one night stand with a guy with a parrot.
Ew. Do not. Parrots hate doggy style. No, like I didn't know he had a parrot, and I was like in his room where he like went to the bathroom real quick, and I just heard this parrot in the corner. This parrot was actually going, "Hey fucko, hey fucko," and I was like, "What?" And then he was like sharpening his beak on like the little like stone he had in his cage,
Jesus
and like
Christ.
Splaying his feathers. And then when the guy came back in, he was like, "Oh, I see you've met Paco." And then the parrot going, "Hey Paco, hey Paco." I was like, "Don't gaslight me, parrot. You were saying fucko."
You were saying
I was
fucko.
Like, "No, don't you dare."
I had a house or like. It wasn't house sitting, but like checking in on my friend's house over the summer when I lived in Colorado. And they had a parrot that I knew about. So I had to like feed that parrot, but then also just check on the house and stuff. But they let the parrot roam around.
Ooh.
And it couldn't fly because its wings
were clipped or whatever.
I think so. Yeah. And so I would be in there in their huge house and I would just start to hear like, and I was like, what the fuck? And it's the fucking parrot just wandering around making that nasty noise. It was disgusting.
They
had a half pipe in their basement. And so I was skateboarding.
What is this house? This is Richie Rich's house?
What is this weird, crazy house?
Yeah, pretty much.
Colorado.
Go-kart track in the kitchen. My sister-in-law's sister once brought a parrot camping with us.
Oh my god.
And it had its own tent.
What?
You know what?
You mean a cage. It had a cage.
No, it was a tent.
It was a cage.
It was an actual
metal tent with little bars.
It was in its little pup tent, and then she let it out on the branch. It seemed like a nightmare pet.
That's disgusting.
It was gross.
I hate them.
They're not happy.
No.
They're not happy.
They want to be like on an island or swimming or something.
Yeah.
Maybe flying.
Surfing. Flying, yeah. Swimming.
Some do, right? Yeah, ducks.
Penguins.
Penguins. Now, penguins I can get behind. They don't fly.
They're not going to nip it. Well, they probably will nip at you.
They will nip at you.
Probably.
Oh, they'll nip at
you. If you go after their pebble, sure.
Yeah, their pebble.
Unfortunately, Betsy loves a pebble.
Can't wait for my pebble. I'm sorry. It's such a smooth pebble. I got to get that.
The movie we're going to talk about a mask in it.
Yeah, it does.
And I just want to briefly go over some of our favorite horror movie masks.
Okay, great.
I love this. Like,
this
segment.
One is up there on my list now.
It's pretty iconic.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Other like the classic one, I think, is Michael Myers.
Absolutely.
Famously, William Shatner's Scream.
Scream, of
Ghost
course.
Face.
Yes.
Contemporary
Ghostface.
Classic.
Contemporary classic. Yeah. Some would say. The Strangers.
Ooh,
we got
nasty.
Bagman, Dollface, and what's the other third one? Baby?
I can't remember.
Forgettable.
Dollface really freaks me out.
Dollface is weird. Leatherface.
Leatherface.
Any time of face.
Nasty.
Is something from
face.
Another face.
Awful. Cotton very
face.
Scary.
Forget it.
Very scary.
Oh, but probably the most iconic is Jason, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but my personal favorite, Phantom of the Paradise.
That's a good one.
Wait, I don't think I've seen
You've
that.
You've never
you
seen,
seen
Phantom
that?
Of the Paradise.
No,
Brandy.
I feel maybe you've told
We're
me to
cut
watch
for
it.
2 hours.
Okay, I gotta watch
it's
it.
It's on Shudder. It's
Is
a
it?
Musical.
Yeah.
70s musical, updated
it's
retelling
great.
Of Phantom of the Opera. Paul Williams did the
Shudder?
Music.
Paul Williams did the music, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it tonight.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's fun.
We gotta
watch
it. Okay.
What does the mask look like? Do you have
it's
it?
It's almost like
it's
a bird.
It's actually kind of like a bird.
Ew!
So you'll hate
like super futuristic. It's great.
Okay.
What do you think makes like a good mask? Dead eyes?
I guess what's good about a mask is that like it takes all sort of like nuance out of the face, so you can sort of project what you want onto it, and sort of like without being able to judge expression, it becomes scarier because it's just more unknown.
That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That might be it.
What I feel I was just watching something where they had there's a really good nasty mask. Oh boy, I can't remember. Doris Trap. No.
Doris.
I think it is that of like not being able to tell anything that's going on with this
like emotionally.
Person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause like, even if you see a human smiling with their face, like even if it's creepy, it's still kind of human-esque.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas with a mask, you're just like, what the fuck is going on under there?
Yeah.
Like, are you smirking? Are you like, are you winking?
Are you having second thoughts?
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you squeamish about this at all, Michael?
Come on, Michael. Michael's not. We know he's not squeamish.
He's just like a robot.
Yeah.
Just shoot him in the head, somebody. I don't
Thank
why,
you.
Why is it so hard?
Yeah, why keep him alive and around? Right.
Well, I mean, if you can mind hunter him, you know, like sit him down, like, hey,
I
what's
guess,
going
but I feel
on,
like
Michael?
They tried that how many
Didn't
movies?
Didn't they try
and
that
keeps,
every movie?
Keeps not working.
Escaping.
That's true. Also Hannibal Lecter. Would you call that a mask?
That's very
an iconic
scary.
Mask
or
yeah.
orthodontic wear.
I guess it straddles both worlds,
you would say. You could dress it up, you could dress it down.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's get into our movie.
All right, so Tourist Trap. It was released in 1979.
Hell yeah, it was.
Written by David Schaumler, is that it? Schaumler, whatever. And J. Larry Carroll, directed by David Schaumler. It stars Chuck Connors and Jocelyn Jones, and it tells the story of a group of young friends.
Chuck Connors.
Stranded at a secluded roadside museum who are stalked by a masked assailant who uses his telekinetic powers to control the attraction's mannequins.
It's so great.
It's
yeah, but it's
like
we asked you
no
to pick a movie.
Rules.
Yeah.
Why Tourist Trap?
Why did you pick Tourist Trap?
What made you like passionate about? Why made you want to talk about Tourist Trap?
It's one that I like have seen within the last year that really blew my mind.
Mm-hmm,
you know, of like, oh my God, why don't more people talk about this
yes,
movie?
Yeah.
Like it is
enough
so...
about global warming. Yeah.
I'm sick of that. I don't care. More people should talk about the 1979 not hit Tourist Trap. Come on. But it is one of those that like just hit me hard of like, this is a rad horror movie. Like, I love how there are rules, but also not rules, where it's just like,
it gets
let's
confusing
just
a
make
lot.
This scary.
Yeah.
Like, let's just see what could be the scariest thing. Like, a bunch of mannequins that, like, sing at you.
Yeah.
And then floating shit that kills you. Yeah. And a dude in a nasty mask just being like, you're so pretty.
Yeah.
Like, it's so scary. And the beginning, the opening of it.
That first sex... That's right up there with the first 10 minutes of Scream.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's just like
so
such
good.
Low production values, but it is so good.
It's and I Where
he's
I
trapped
got
in the room?
Yes.
Yeah,
I just
thought,
why
does
he just jump out the window?
He tried.
But then one smashes a window, he could still jump through after it smashed.
Come
on, Mark.
Yourself.
I know. Yeah.
Come on.
You're about to die.
Mark, you didn't think it was fun.
I do. No, don't get me wrong. Okay. Tourist Trap is nothing but fun.
Yeah. It's pure fun. I just showed it to Mono a few weeks ago. And yeah, like that opening scene, he was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is good.
Honestly, watching
like,
this movie,
had
I was
seen
thinking,
it before?
I had never seen it before. And I was like, why don't we make a movie like this? Like,
exactly.
Like, I was like, why are we not making movies like this constantly?
Yes.
Like, there's seven people in it. It's like filmed in like one, like
one
it's,
weird location
could on,
that we could get for
also,
free.
Also, a lot of it was shot at the,
Starbucks.
No, the big mountain that's nearby us.
Griffith Park,
yes.
That makes sense, of course.
Oh my God.
That big mountain that's by us. I was like, what mountain?
REI.
You know what I was talking about.
The REI store.
But yeah, it was so like, because there's like eight people in this movie. Like, there's not even like extra. Like, it's just like so like contained.
Yeah.
I was like, we could make this movie.
It would be fun. We should do Storage Wars where we get a storage unit.
Public storage.
And then open it up and be like, we have to make a horror movie with everything that's in this unit.
Oh my God. That's such a great idea.
Because it feels like that. It was just like, hey, I have a bunch of mannequins. Should we write a horror movie around that? Yeah, let's do it.
I've had them for years. We've been fighting lately, so I'd love to put them in a movie.
But I don't, it's just one that really struck me as like pure fun, something I would want to make.
Yeah, exactly. Like, where it's fun to have made that.
Oh, this is just nonstop. What the fuck is going on? But like really funny moments too.
Uh-huh.
It's PG, which somehow makes it creepier.
Yes.
The lack of blood and gore, because there is one moment where a girl gets like a knife to the back of her head that is really like, because there's no extra gore, but it's like feels like, oh, that's what it would be like.
And there was no music. Uh-huh. Or I can't remember.
No, the music was like
you just hear her going like, oh
yeah,
like, and, like, oh, slowly sucks. Falling down where it's like, ew, that does feel real.
That felt real. Like, so, and I think the lack of the gore before that really helped make moments like that rarely effective.
Yeah. It was so good.
The composer of this also did Carrie beforehand.
Yeah,
and he
which
also
makes sense.
Wrote You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, which Dusty Springfield would become
One of her signature songs.
He didn't speak English, so they needed a translator.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I thought the music was great. And it's funny like how similar it is to Carrie.
Yeah.
It's like there's some villain with a telekinetic power.
Yeah. It's so, and it's just kind of goofy, like, don't. Ding,
yeah, yeah.
Ding,
at the beginning.
Ding, like, where you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, and you can only do
this?
The score out of the things in this storage unit.
Yeah, yeah. Two pans. And a tuba.
And a glockenspiel. Good luck.
I love it
it's
so much.
It's also rare to get, like, a really chatty killer, a real chatty masked tilt killer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't remember any of these other guys in masks who would chat so much.
Never, ever. Like,
Ghostface and Scream, but yeah.
But he doesn't talk when the mask is on, I guess.
It's mostly on the phone.
But you don't ever see
has,
the
like,
mask talking at the same time.
Characters and stuff.
That's true.
And I also love that we didn't, because I like this. I always kind of lose it when they try to over-explain in horror.
Yeah, like, where you it's don't just need like, it.
Well, it did have that like 70s horror trope of like, well, I walked in on my parents having sex with the Santa Claus outfit, and that's why
oh
I kill
God,
people. Like
I
they have
that
moment that like happens
just
so
a
much,
quick
and, like,
thing.
Like where you go like, oh, now all of this makes sense.
Yeah,
like you
okay,
totally justified
on.
Your like
this was a country song.
Evil.
You're like murderous rage. Okay, yeah. Now I get it.
Okay, wait, what was his?
He caught his brother having sex with his wife.
Yes,
it's basically like a country song.
Yes. Okay. Okay. But then that's enough for me rather than like, let's really
go into the backstory and the prequel
and like,
of this.
Why is he now making man or whatever?
Right. Well, like, doesn't explain why he has weird telekinetic powers.
Yes.
I mean, well, Carrie's powers never explained why she has them.
Good.
Right.
But also like, his sideshow, the tour strap.
Yes.
Was like almost like an animatronic displays. Did he ever learn how to actually make animatronics, or was it always his telekinetic powers?
He said it was his brother who was good at
but
making
there
them.
Was no brother, really?
I think there was a brother, but he killed the
brother.
There
was a brother that he killed, right?
Okay. Oh, right. So then maybe he built them and then they killed him?
Because he does say he was like, oh, my brother's really good at building, but he moved away.
Yeah, yeah. He went away because they hired him in the big city to make... You
so imagine you're this brother, like, I'm really trying hard to build these things, and your brother just comes in like, well, I can move shit with my mind. I don't have to build anything.
Humiliating.
You know what? I'm going to have sex with your wife just to
I'll
piss
get
you off.
I'll show you, weirdo.
Do you think if you were telekinetic, you would be more successful than this guy?
Well, I mean, we all define success in our own ways.
Plays no one in his life.
I don't think I would be a recluse if I had telekinetic powers.
No, not at all.
I would go to every party I could.
Oh, yeah. Pull down everybody's pants.
Yeah.
I would zapped my pants. Like, have you seen the movie Zapped?
It's been a while.
I've seen the poster, so I feel like
Scott
I've seen
Baio,
the movie. Yeah.
He gets zapped and then has, like, powers.
Where
and
he can,
just
like,
uses
remove
it
clothes
to,
off
like,
of women. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Button ladies' shirts.
You can't do that
blow
now.
Blow their skirts up. It's outrageous. We should talk about that.
We should
that
remake
one too.
That movie.
We should remake. Yeah, we should remake that one.
Don't change
blow
a thing.
Blow open a bunch of shirts. I don't know. Would you? What would you?
Maybe a stage magician, be like a David Blaine,
be,
and have a great Vegas show.
That would be cool.
Become a multimillionaire.
And you would just have to be cool with people being like, it's fake.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't
care. Sure, whatever.
I mean, I guess if you really did think you had telekinetic powers, that you would be like hounded. Like, people would like want to like
Well, the so maybe it is a good would idea. Always the government, like, tranquilize
of course
you.
The government would want you. Super religious people would want you.
Organized
Hollywood
mafia,
would come a calling.
Mob would
Hollywood,
you, Hollywood.
Come
from the
banging
makers
on
of Hollywood Medium and Long Island Medium comes
telekinetic
Mark.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
Los Angeles telekinetic man.
You Los also, Angeles telekinetic man.
Hello.
Hello. Also,
I thought you could also play craps or gamble, roulette.
Oh, that's
Vegas,
where
you would not
is.
Be allowed in Vegas.
How would
they
know? Wear
know.
Sunglasses.
Yeah,
sunglasses,
play it cool, man.
Fool them. Or when they kick you out, use your telekinetic, break their necks, gather.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
I also thought the ending was like very much like a 70s, like Texas Chainsaw ending with like the main
oh,
the girl
yeah,
who
yeah.
lives. She gets out but has lost her mind.
Has lost her mind. She's yeah. driving away with all her mannequin
friends.
Yeah,
I love
like,
that
her
ending.
Her face was so weird because she was sort of like maniacal laughing.
Yes.
Like she was like, ha ha ha.
And I love a nice like freeze frame zoom
yeah.
into it.
Super grainy.
Like, yes, that's what I want in a movie.
I was thinking like, why like, well, that seemed to be like a thing in 70s like horror movies. I was like, is it like a reflection of Vietnam and like post-traumatic but like dealing with, even though you escaped the thing, you're still
you're
haunted
still
by
right,
it.
Right, sure.
I thought that could be like, you know, vets coming home or still like, we were living in that at the
right.
time, day
now,
by day.
Some, because Texas Chainsaw Massacre, somebody told me, can't remember who, and it was somebody recent, maybe Justin Michael, told me that the dude who directed this and Toby Hooper were like best friends.
Oh,
okay.
And both making movies around the same time. And I was like, that makes so much sense. Cause this also reminds me a lot of The Fun House.
Yeah.
Have you seen
okay.
that? Which is a Toby
yes.
Hooper. And then Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
Like, where it makes total sense of like, oh, they're totally kind
in
of
the
same
world.
Vibe.
Uh-huh. It almost has the same like plot structure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just, that, I hope that's a fact. And I can't remember who told me. So I might have had a dream.
About the director of Chainsaw Massacre yes. and Tour Chef
they
were friends.
They have to be best friends. They gotta be best friends. I mean, it's too fun and similar. I don't know.
And then the guy really, the villain has a real meltdown at the end. He like, it's like a hillbilly vertigo. He wants to turn the woman into his wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
Say you love me.
He really loses his mind, which I love seeing villains fucking lose it.
Have it crack.
Oh, yeah.
Just crack and break down. I don't know. It gives them like a little bit of like
humanity in a
humanity, I think, even though I'm down to be like, yeah, kill them.
Yeah.
But it's fun to see them fucking crumble before. Like where it is just like, because he has multiple characters he does ish.
But
yeah,
is he
different masks and
literally,
and
yeah, yeah.
Wigs.
It's never clear if he's a split personality or is he not, because it seems like he knows that he isn't his brother. You know what I mean? It's
yes.
not like a Norman Bates situation where he believes he becomes his mother.
I don't know. I feel like that could, there's space for that to be the reality.
Yeah.
Because it could be like when he puts on these masks, he thinks he's other people.
Yeah.
Well, what actor doesn't?
Thank
Amen.
You, Mark.
Amen.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you,
he
Mark.
He commits to the role.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, he does.
He loses
yes,
himself.
He does.
Also, there's mm-hmm. one when he wears the sailor hat, not the sailor hat, the bucket hat and the red scarf. He looks like Elaine Stritch.
Yes, yes, uh-huh. yes. It's a good
in
look.
In the cast recording company.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I was like, this is, oh, Elaine Stritch is here. She's still here.
His looks are great. And then that, like, his tea party look, that's the wig, right? The like blonde,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he's doing that tea party with that dead girl,
yeah, that's really weird. Also, the fact I don't know, I keep coming back to the fact that it's
or,
PG
like, soup.
Makes it. It's like a really fucked up like 70s Disney movie,
and I could
yeah,
see
it does
like,
have a, like Escape from Witch Mountain vibe.
Yes,
yeah.
I could see my parents being like, "Oh, it's PG." Here
yeah,
we
here
go, and all of us just being fucked up for a while after that.
The killer like, is generally very creepy looking.
Yes, mm-hmm. that mask is so. Or
well, also
both
that guy,
of them,
the, was
the
it Chuck Connors? He was in Old Yeller.
That's where he's from. Yeah,
yes.
He's like an old cowboy
yeah.
star, right?
Yep, like
Which
the Rifleman or something
big,
like that. Yeah,
yeah.
70s, 80s horror movie things is like, let's get that one guy who was big in the 50s.
He was hoping he would become like the new like Boris Karloff off of this.
Right.
He wanted to do a ton of horror movies.
Sure, why not?
I absolutely would.
That didn't happen.
Do
Boris
it.
Karloff or Vincent Price? Hell yeah.
In a heart.
I mean, hello, Vincent Price, he wrote cookbooks.
Yeah, we have one.
Yeah.
What a dream.
You do?
Yep.
What's your favorite dish you cooked from it?
I don't cook out of it because I don't cook, but my husband does. What's funny is like, if you look, it's such a cookbook from another time, because it's like, here's a cup of, add a cup of mayonnaise, like everything is just like the heaviest, thickest, like just like cream.
Of course. Oh my god, get a can of chicken. Wait, what?
A gallon of brandy. And that's how you make apple pie.
And that's your apple pie. Drink the brandy and buy an apple pie. Okay,
great.
All right, well, I think it's time to get into it. As you may or may not know, we're looking for the gayest movie ever. So we have We're going to
a very complex and Byzantine series of questions and criteria we're about to look
at. Let's see. Okay, great.
And let me, I'll recap our top five at the moment.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay, so this is where you are hoping to beat. Okay. It's math. You can't agree or disagree. It is.
Oh, you guys have a whole system. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Suspiria 2018 has a 45.93%. That's number five. Scream, 51.95.
That's number four.
Number four. Number three, Beetlejuice, 53.75. Number two, 9 to 5, 58.94.
Yeah.
And number one, the current gayest movie ever, The Muppets Take Manhattan, 66.17.
I mean, Tourist Trap's going to be hard to... Muppet movie is going to be hard to beat.
But yeah, least gay movie still, What About Bob, 15.18%.
That is so funny.
All right. So we're going to
see where you land.
And so we're going to go through the categories. And at the end, Betsy, you get to add a category, which from then on will become canon.
And so every movie after that will also be judged by this criteria.
Okay.
So start to, you know, just have that going in the back of your mind as we're going through these.
Okay, okay.
All right. And I would still love for something to beat Muppets Take Manhattan. I believe it's been number one for 10 weeks now.
It's been for a while.
Something
for like
10
weeks, but a couple, a month or two.
I don't know if it'll be Tourist Trap, but
you never know.
You never know. So what's going to happen is we're going to ask a bunch of questions, and we all get to rate them on a scale of 1 to 100, and then we take an average of those scores.
Oh, my God. You guys, this is fantastic.
All right.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, the first category, homoeroticism. How homoeotic would you judge Tourist Trap on a scale of 0 to 100?
Oh my God, 0 to 100.
I will say this in its favor. It opened with the one guy who we rarely see with his like shirt open.
And he pours water over himself.
Yeah.
One of my first thoughts in watching this movie was one of your first thoughts.
It
was like seeing him and just thinking like, I wish that there was a point in my life where I had the confidence to be like, I'll just not wear a shirt.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
John, you could get never a new tire. I won't wear a shirt.
Not like that. No, not like that guy.
He looked so good.
He looked great.
Woody's hot in this. His name is Woody.
His name is Woody.
Woody.
Perfect.
A little on the nose.
Okay.
Was that his nose?
I don't. Oh, not a ton. I mean, but yeah, shirtless, short shorts on the other dude.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of a short shirt.
He reminded me of like Carmen Ragusa from Laverne and Shirley.
Yes. Big time.
But how homoerotic is it?
Not too much. Because even our bad guy.
Yeah, he's not. I wouldn't call him like a. He's like a. His face looks like the Wild West. Like it's just like a.
And I have a feeling Chuck Connors would never.
No,
he wouldn't even shower with another dude
like that. Yeah. Okay, 1 to 100. Well, we got Woody with shirt off, and that's pretty hot. So I'll give a 10.
10.
Yeah, I was gonna give it. I'll give it a 14.
Okay.
14? Wow. I'm going to give it a 15.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Like, I saw Tourist Trap a year ago, and I remembered the opening.
Okay. So there you go.
Made
so it's
an
got
impression.
Power.
That is so right, good. Great. And the opening is so good.
It's very good.
It's very fun. All right. Next category on a scale of 0 to 100. Okay. Actual gay characters.
Actual gay characters.
I don't think there's...
There's none.
None.
Maybe one of his personalities, but we don't even know.
One of those mannequins, perhaps. I mean, statistically speaking,
gay mannequin.
One in ten
has to be gay.
One in ten. That's what the P flag says. One in ten mannequins are gay.
One in ten mannequins.
That's why
I thought it was different for mannequins. I thought it was one in seven.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah,
they're
one in seven.
Peacocking.
Mm-hmm. Oh shoot, I don't know. I guess like a zero. I'll do a five because there's got to be at least right, one gay mannequin.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'll also do a five.
I don't like this movie that gay at all.
It's okay. Shit. Maybe you will unseat What About Bob? Who knows?
Right. Maybe I'm also going to give it a five, giving it an average of five.
Okay. Yes, good, good, good.
All right, here we go. Camp factor on a scale of 0 to 100. How campy is Tourist Trap?
100. 100. Right?
Based on what? What are you basing it on?
Everything about it. The music, every person who's in it, the outfits, the masks, the mannequins, just, I don't know, everything about it, which I think is what I love about it.
It does have soon to be Charlie's Angels in it. Tanya Roberts.
Which one is she?
I think she's the girl who gets a knife to the back of the head.
Oh,
she was the one who had the little heart sunglasses at the beginning.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, anything with a Charlie's Angels connection, I think that's automatic 25 points.
Yes. Absolutely.
Tourist Trap is pretty campy. Also, the fact it's PG somehow makes it campier to me.
Even more campier.
Because they're not even trying to go for gore.
No.
And I loved, one of my favorite things was at the end when, spoiler alert, when like Holly like does kill him, like when she like picks up the hatchet and then like it's just a shot of like four different mannequin heads like turning at Jasmine.
Yeah, it's so great. Like mannequin singing, that's camp.
That is the definition of camp.
Someone should have been Tourist Trap at the Met Gala.
Oh,
real missed opportunity.
So many people would be so confused.
I'm happy to be here.
Just a dress of mannequins and then that mask. Yeah, I'm like, pretty, pretty dresses.
Hi, Anna Wintour. It's nice to see you.
That part when he's like putting the mask on girl. Pretty fucked up.
It looked like he was putting like dough, like bread dough.
It was absolutely bread dough. It was dough.
It absolutely was that.
Talk about Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
Dough.
Okay.
Sorry. So camp factor.
Okay. Camp fat for me, 100.
All right.
You know, I'm going to say 100 too, because as far as horror, it's 100% horror camp, without a doubt.
Which I think I love. That's why.
It's great.
It's so good.
Wow. I don't think I could give it 100. I think I need a little, I don't know. It's just not
what is
quite.
It, what is it? It's fine, but what is it lacking for you? Like, did it need like a musical number,
or
a sequin dress?
No, there needs something, or something a little
like
queerer
a
to it. I know.
There was a sort of like a production number with all the mannequins doing, like, because it was like very, it's a small world for a moment there with like the Buffalo Bill.
Trust me, don't worry. It's going to rain high.
I'm not
don't
saying
worry.
That.
Oh,
I'm just like, we're just
the
talking
whole
about.
Show. Yeah. There's a whole show of.
There is a production number within it.
Yes, there is, Mark.
We'll give it an 80.
Okay.
80, okay.
I'm furious. I'm
this
furious.
This podcast is over.
I'm done.
But don't worry, it is the fourth campiest movie.
Okay.
With a 93.33.
What is it behind?
It is behind 9 to 5. Which has a 93.67, Muppets Take Manhattan, 94.33.
I feel it's campier.
And Beetlejuice with 96.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know.
Makeover montage, 0 to 100.
Oh.
I don't think there is one.
People get turned into mannequins.
That is not a montage, though.
True.
Remember the category about the montage.
Do we ever see him getting ready? No.
No. There's no like fun music like,
shit.
Now you're getting ready to kill those kids. You know, if that were thing of him trying on different hats, that'd be fun.
What mask am I today?
Am
I wife? Am I my brother?
I guess it's not a montage because she starts to like check out the wife.
Score very well in this.
Yeah.
Because they don't have them.
I know. I guess 0, which is so sad.
It's okay.
I'm going to give it a 2, just because I don't want to give it
good.
A 0.
Good. I like that. Wait, can I change mine to a 2?
You absolutely can.
Okay, a 2.
I'm giving it a 0.
Because there's lots of fun costumes.
Exactly.
That is not the category. Because that's our next category, over-the-top wardrobe.
Ooh.
0 to 100. What's over-the-top?
For me, I feel his mask.
Him wearing masks, the wigs are pretty over the top.
Over the top.
They also did like, I think
he goes out of his way.
I think they did very smart things too with the characters of like the one girl. She's like, she had the red scarf. So later, when you see a mannequin with the red scarf, you go like, oh, that's her. Like she wore that very like.
Well, she takes the red scarf when she's snooping around the house.
Right.
So many people are snooping in these horror movies.
A lot of snoops.
But that's how you got
it. That's the lesson, though. Is like this one is a very anti-snooping movie. Anti-snooping.
Do not snoop.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. When he says, "Don't go into that house," don't go into the house.
Also,
drink his beer in his weird wax museum.
Yeah.
He keeps handing you beer.
A soda machine.
Yeah. Like, I don't need to go anywhere. I'll just pound this dude's beer and be fine.
Yeah.
You know what? A t-shirt I bet you could see at like a horror convention would be like a mock-up of like a Yelp review of the tourist trap of like Shulman's Western Town or something. We'll make a fortune. We'll make $60.
We could retire.
We'll make three of those.
I bet. All to me and Mono.
Yeah. Because you want one for a rag.
Oh, yeah.
You might want to save.
One to frame.
So costume.
Over the top wardrobe.
Over the top wardrobe. I'm going to do 70%.
All right.
Or 70 out of that. Because he's huge.
Yeah. I will give it a 72. Just because why not?
Oh, nice.
Wow, John is scoring 72 to Tourist Trap. John gave Suspiria a 30 for over the top wardrobe.
That's
but
so
I just
funny.
Like their dance outfits.
Their dance outfits were great.
All right, I think it's pretty over the top, but it's still. I wish there was more color, more bigger. I think it could have been bigger. I'm gonna give it a 45.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Next category. Does it hold up?
Yeah.
On a scale of 0 to 100.
Oh, 100. Yeah. I mean, I've only seen it within the year, but every time I watch, I'm like, this is awesome.
This remains awesome.
I love
awesome.
It so much.
Yeah, there's nothing like too dated about it, I wouldn't say. It's still fun. Yeah. It still works.
Yeah. And there aren't, which is rare in a lot of old horror movies.
No
like,
slurs.
There aren't, truly no slurs. No, like, I mean, he is creepy to her, but there's never, like, he tries to kiss her.
Well, he does kiss her.
He does kiss her, but there's nothing to...
But then she kills him.
Yeah.
It's not like in Don't Breathe where the guy's like injecting a girl with like frozen semen. You're like,
yeah, tied
and we're still
up.
Supposed to kind of cheer for him at the end of the movie. No, kill him. Fuck this guy.
Like, there's not a lot, because like a lot of old horror movies, it is like... A very intense, which this is intense, but like a very intense sexual thing,
or even
a hate
like the
crime
men,
thing.
Like the teenage boys in the movies are super gross too.
Yeah, like, which like,
did you get in her pussy, dude?
Yeah, and none of the boys are like that.
Wow, that was really good.
Oh my god, Mark,
you've said
that a lot before.
Well, I was a straight teenage boy in the '70s.
Makes sense.
I'll give it 100.
All right, John.
I will give it. Yeah, I mean, I agree. There's something about it. It feels very of its time, which is why, in a way, I feel like, not that it doesn't hold up, but it feels like, oh, this is not a movie that was made today.
Yes.
That is certainly
and will
true.
Never be made today.
Right. Honestly, that's true for most movies.
That is true. I'll give it a 90. Just for
90.
Yeah,
I think it is such like an outlier for like the slasher. I guess it's not really even a slasher, just a horror movie. It's such a weird outlier that in a lot of ways, it's its own beast.
Yes.
Because there is like a mass killer, but then there's also supernatural elements.
Yes.
So it's like its own weird mixed bag.
It's so funny. Have you seen Demon Wind?
I've had a Demon Wind, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I went through a lot of Febreze. No, I haven't.
It's kind of in that same vein where it's just like, this is so, it's, well, Demon Wind's kind of trying to be like Evil Dead, but there's still so much where there's like, yeah, why not have a creepy doll? And like, where it is just like, what's creepy right now? Let's all throw it in one movie.
Right.
Which I love.
I'm going to give it a 70.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Next category, drag queen inspiration.
Oh,
AKA
man.
Iconic looks. You know, I think that's
right.
What
I would love to see a drag queen.
With those masks.
With those
with
masks.
That stretch
and
hat.
With that, like, with the bucket hat or with the
bucket hat,
the blonde wig.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I would love to
the
see
little
that.
Scarf,
yeah,
the red scarf, the shawl.
What would the song be? Go-Go's Vacation? I don't know.
Yeah.
Tour Strap?
Oh,
I don't
that's
know.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Something with a mask? Is there a mask song?
There's no songs about masks.
None.
That's a legend.
None whatsoever.
That's never done it. There's got to be a Morning After. That could be a good one.
Well, there you go. Or wait, what's it? Yeah. Or just that Dusty Springfield song.
You Don't Have to Say You Love Me.
Yeah. There it is.
There it is.
So on a scale of 1 to 100, how much drag queen inspiration is there in this movie?
At least 70%.
70?
Yeah, that sounds
tough,
right.
But fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you could see someone like, yeah, I'll go 70 as well.
I think most of the audience would be confused, but yes, we would love it.
We would love it.
Like two people in the audience would be like, whoa, tourist
You're
trap
my favorite
and
drag
else.
Queen ever.
Yeah. That's it.
Chuck Connors is here.
Chuck Connors.
Oh, he never misses a drag show.
Oh, yeah, no. He's old as shit. He's terrifying.
All right, I'm going to give it a 60.
Okay.
All right.
So giving it a 66.67. I'm going to start saying the averages afterwards. Just as a, sure.
No. Okay.
A fun quirk.
Audience, play along if you like doing math on your own.
How did you come up with this?
My brother made this Excel spreadsheet, Google Doc.
Isn't it
That's
crazy?
Awesome.
Isn't it great?
I just punch in the numbers and it adds it up.
The magic
happens. That's incredible.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike Rennie.
Mike,
you're doing
good job.
The Lord's work. Next category: caper music.
Okay, so that's kind of like
music, like the classic example. I think it was like 9 to 5 when they're sneaking the body out of the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
Mission Impossible
music
is right now
is the number 100, one.
100, 100, 100.
Of course,
you know what I mean? The opening is pretty capery.
Ding, ding,
a lot of the stuff is
ding,
capery,
ding,
like
dunk,
even like when they're snooping around
dunk,
or like
ding,
trying to do
dunk,
stuff.
Dunk.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty
goofy.
It's very goofy,
but it's very like.
12
I wouldn't
different
say
cowbells.
Iconic, but it's very like unique.
Yes.
It's very like specific of its own thing.
Yes.
As good as music can carry? No.
For me, no.
Carry the movie or carry the musical?
The movie, John.
Sorry.
I'll give it a 50.
50.
Oh, I was going to rate it higher because I do think it's like you're like aware of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like you I'll know. Give it a 70.
Okay.
Because you're aware of the music?
Just
because,
like, I'm, yeah, I don't know. I
Any
just was like, I liked it. It sort of
is
like
the category
felt like
music
I it.
Awareness.
Okay, you know what? We
okay.
all get to interpret the category
okay.
as we wish. You can give it your score.
Caper music.
The caper music to me was a 70.
Wow.
Okay, good.
I'm going to give it a 40. Because there actually is, most movies don't have caper
no.
music.
Mm-hmm.
Giving it an average of 53.33.
Okay, here we go,
Alrighty.
Joe Strap.
All right, next one. Teamwork. On a scale of 1 to 0 to 100. I don't know. These kids kind of split up a lot.
They pretty much like one after the other, like, I'm going
to
go off on my own. Okay.
Nobody
the
listens
though.
To anything.
Well, he makes his own team.
Oh,
but that still is a team of one.
Well, there's no.
Them in the basement trying to get free.
But then no one's working together. He should have said, hey, when I'm going to bite my
True.
Rope.
You would
bite
think
this rope.
They would.
Right.
But maybe we just didn't see that part. Because it's like, we
yeah,
get
we can't make
so
guesses.
Off-screen teamwork.
So there's a little bit of teamwork, but there is a lot of just not listening to each other.
Which is not teamwork.
Yeah, because literally every time anyone went off on their own, they got caught.
Yes.
And so in a way, maybe is that a lesson supporting teamwork? Like, this
yes.
is the morale, the moral
Don't
of their
snoop
story.
Unless
is
you're snooping that with others.
You
and at the end, she's driving away
snoop
with her friends.
Yes, at the end, that's
We're doing
teamwork.
A group snoop.
Group snoop.
I'll give it for the basement stuff 20.
20.
Yeah, I have to go low on this one. I have to give this one a 10.
Yeah, because
I just
it's
feel like
weak.
They're just like, oh, you guys stay here. I'm going to go off and snoop. And you're
yeah.
like, okay.
I'm going to give it a 15 just because I do think he gets those mannequins to work together.
I do like sure. that. Yeah.
All right.
It looks
Let's
good.
See, on a scale of 1 to 100, how likely are you to recommend this to gay people?
100.
Wait,
gay,
you're gay?
Straight?
You've got to watch
Tourist Trap.
100%.
Forget about that Stonewall documentary.
No, boring.
Booze,
boring.
News.
Watch Tourist Trap.
John?
It's not. There's nothing gay specific about a recommendation to Tourist Trap.
I think there would be other like slashers I might recommend for or other horror movies.
Like what?
Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. Nightmare on Elm Street 2. You guys need to do that one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up the guests bring us the movies.
Guests bring us the movie. I will give this one, I'll give this a 50 because I feel
that's fair enough.
I would not recommend it to gay people.
I wouldn't be like, don't see this. Yeah, but I'm not like, oh, if you're gay, you got to see Torso. Yeah.
If you like kerchiefs like tied off at the neck, you're gonna love this. Right.
You're gonna love it.
I give it a 50. I think that's good. Giving it a 66.67.
Hell yeah!
Alrighty.
All right. Next category: how much felt?
How much felt?
On a scale of 0 to 100.
This is that's where the Muppets funny. Really sort of
God
took
damn
its lead.
Muppet. God damn it, Muppets! Well, I guarantee some of those mannequins are.
Yeah,
in
maybe
felt.
This has pretty high.
There's
got to
be a lot of high felt content.
I don't think it's
this
Muppet
way.
High.
No,
no, and all of those outfits on like the cowboys and the Native yeah. Americans yeah. in the wax museum.
Yeah, there's
I feel
definitely
that's
felt in this
felt.
Movie.
I'm gonna give it a 50.
50. Very respectable.
I'll give it a 60.
60?
Hell 60. Yeah.
60. Yep.
This is 60% felt?
Great. Throw some old score in my face right now.
All right. You gave Mission Impossible Fallout a 2.
There was okay. no felt in
I
that.
I think that was generous. I'll give it a 50. I think 50 is fair. I think there is a lot of like old 70. This is chock full of 70s fabrics.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, when
yeah.
you think 70s fabrics, it's
you're thinking felt.
Felt and polyester. Yeah. You're thinking, I'm sweating. This isn't breathing. I hate when this gets in the sun. next category, facial hair.
Facial
on
hair.
On a scale of 0 to 100. I don't think there's any.
There's none.
Yeah.
None. Zero.
Zero.
And not
does
even.
A mannequin, the, one of the mannequins
one of the mannequins has
Buffalo
like
Bill.
A goatee.
I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay.
Oh, is that like a General Custer? Or yeah, is that
I'll give it a
Buffalo
2
Bill.
For that as well.
2?
Because
like
one of the mannequins
like a handlebar,
does.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give it a 2 as well. giving it an average of 2.
All right.
That's 1 point higher than Suspiria, which had 1. John gave that a 2 as well.
Who had it? Not Tilda's old man.
I don't know. John probably pulled that out of his ass.
I think someone had like a...
Someone must have. Yeah. A little soul patch.
Next
or
category.
I think one of the cops did. Because
okay.
there were 2 men in that movie. They're cops, yeah.
Broken glass on a scale of 0 to 100.
There was a scene where
opening,
when he was drinking,
a lot of broken glass.
But also, like, there was a scene where
yeah.
he was in the mask where he was drinking something. He offered them beverages. They said no, and he threw it.
Yes,
because he hates cleaning glasses.
Yes,
like he goes through a lot of stuff when he's like killing yeah. people. He's like breaking windows. So much
he's
work.
He's shattering. Yeah. So, like there's when those mannequins are just firing bullets at that girl and yeah. a tomahawk, and then finally
and then
a
the
knife.
Right.
He's destroying his whole house.
I think Marie Kondo what? Needs to come to this place.
Yeah.
She absolutely does. Now, does this bring you joy? This nasty mask?
No.
No. Okay, let's get rid of it.
But
thank
it reminds
you.
Me of when brother slept with wife.
Okay, stop.
We need to let go of that.
No.
No. There's a lot, I feel,
a lot of
glass
last
yeah.
breaking.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a 75.
John?
Yeah, I'll give it a 70.
70, same score you gave Toy Soldiers.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Toy Soldiers had some cool. pretty like plot-driven broken glass.
A lot of plot-driven broken glass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that ever, I don't think.
You're fine. It's okay.
Okay, okay, great.
Next category, how would you recommend it to Betsy? It got a 0.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Good to know, good to know.
I'm going to give it a... I'll give it a... If someone like was stepped on broken glass and it was blood because
ew.
Of broken glass, I would probably give it higher. So I'll give it a 60.
Okay,
fair.
Giving
fair.
It a 68.33, making this number one in broken glass.
Whoa! Yeah.
Tourist trap. Well, we need to do fucking John Wick 3.
Yeah, that's my bar.
That's the one.
That's the one I always say. That's 100.
That's
100%. Yeah.
That movie
could not exist without broken glass.
It was so good.
It was amazing. It looked
so
like
cool.
so much fun smashing into
so
the display
much
case.
Fun.
All right, next category, male gaze, G-A-Y-Z-E. So how much is the male form sensualized, would you say, in this movie?
I mean, that
it's
opening scene.
Opening
is it. Pretty much it, right?
Yeah. So I'll give it like a 20
fair.
For that opening scene.
Yeah, I'll give it 15.
I'll give it a 25.
Okay.
I remember that.
Because that's the thing I remember.
I guess we know it's in Mark
Spankbank
recently.
Yeah.
Woody from Tourist
Trap. He's really into nice torsos. What a freak.
weirdo.
You fucking
weirdo.
Freak.
What do you like, muscle definition? Okay.
Ooh, nasty.
But I like all sorts of shapes.
Of course.
And
yes,
of
we know.
Course.
You're very body positive, Mark.
Of course.
Why would I expect someone to look better than I look? You know what I mean? That's not fair.
No.
No. No one would win.
And I'm happy with the body I'm in.
Oh, good. That's great. Me too, Mark.
Thank you. You're happy with my body?
I'm happy with the body you're in, too.
Thank you. I'm just not happy with the body you're in.
That's fine.
Okay. Clean it
that's
up.
That's fine. Let me have it.
This is why we really brought you on, to body shame you.
No, you're in. You are I-I-N-E. Anyways, let's move on. Angry phone hang-up, 0 to 100. I don't think there's any, are there?
Because there's a sort of like quotable line where she's like, can I borrow your phone? And he goes, you sure can. He's like, but it doesn't work.
But she does call. Like, somebody does use a phone. I can't remember if she's
but
angry.
But does she hang up? Because like,
I want to say she hears like him on the line or something. The phone rings.
But
I think
when
the
phone rings. She picks it up and then like, she feels like it's not plugged.
Yeah.
There's some weird thing.
But I don't know if there's an angry hang-up.
I think she drops it.
That's not a hang-up.
Oh, phone drop.
Okay.
But that's like an upsetting way to hang up a phone is dropping it.
Just drop it, yeah.
I would say that's not hanging up the phone. That's dropping the phone.
You're ending the call.
But you're just like, I don't even have the energy to end this.
Yeah. So for that, I'm going to give it 10%.
10?
I'm going to give it a 4.
4? I don't think there's... I'm going to give it a 0.
Okay,
all
Mark.
Right, Mark. Jeez.
It's neither angry nor a hang-up.
Okay.
There is a phone.
That's how you want to interpret the category.
Fine.
It is. It is exactly. This is fourth place for angry phone hang-ups. Next category, titular theme song.
Oh, no.
Put this in is a Taurus trap. Taurus trap, baby.
Taurus trap. Taurus trap, baby.
There's mannequins who talk. Get the B-52s.
Fred Schneider, everybody.
Oh, that would
if
be great.
If they did a Taurus trap musical, music by the B-52s,
would God.
Run forever.
Yes.
Or 2 days.
Or 2 days for all of the fans
We would be
to.
The only ones.
Yes.
Got to bring those t-shirts as
gotta
well.
Got to get those Yelp t-shirts. I guess a 0.
A 0. John,
yeah, you got to give
there
it a 0,
isn't one.
Unfortunately.
Boy. This is Julie Brister's category.
What did she do?
Machiavellian.
Smile.
This movie, Smile, which opens with a song called Smile.
When your heart is breaking.
All right, next category. Entrances with pizzazz.
Oh.
I don't remember any like much pizzazz. He kind of shows up, but it's not like...
Are there any scary... I mean, pizzazz...
He's not like,
gotcha.
Well, the horror movie
one
I think
gun?
Of...
Is that pizzazz? Like showing
know.
Up at, while they're
like,
swimming and with
I think
a shotgun.
There's some like fun little like, I think in that opening sequence, like that one mannequin that like comes through the window.
That's pizzazz.
Or that one mannequin where like the door opens and then it's just like
oh, then there's
head.
A ton of pizzazz.
Yeah, there's pizzazz in entrances.
You're giving props entrances?
Yeah, they
I
have
mean,
pizzazz.
They're characters.
There's nothing
not
in that category title that says
yes,
human
they
entrance.
Are.
This isn't Toy Story.
What?
The iconic like horror movie like of this genre entrance with pizzazz to me would be like Leatherface in Texas Chainsaw Massacre when he like slams that
with
door
the-
open, you know, and he's like right behind her, then he slams it shut. Like that first scene where we
yeah.
see that, like that to me is like has an impact.
But
nothing
I feel
in here
those
really has like
have an impact.
It does definitely
on
have
me.
An impact. Yeah.
Well, what are you going to give it?
I'll give it a 30.
Oh, after all that,
I mean,
I'll give it a 45.
Okay.
Oh, I thought I was like fighting off 80s here.
No.
I'm going to give it a 20.
All right.
Giving it a 31.67. This is currently lowest ranked.
lower than What About Bob?
That category
didn't exist
for What About Bob.
There's been only 4
now we're at the point. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Number
okay.
one is Beetlejuice for this.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. A lot of pizzazz.
So much pizzazz.
All right. Here we go. This might do very well here. Non-traditional murder weapons.
Oh.
Well, anything non-traditional?
I mean...
Let's
telekinetic
see.
That's a method. I don't know if that's the
putting them like mat, like making a mask,
oh, yeah,
suffocating through mask.
Awesome.
Non-traditional.
That's untraditional.
But I mean, it's untraditional to use your mind to throw weapons at a person.
I think the first one too, having like that weird like pipe, like given
yeah.
basically like a spinal tap. That's pretty
very unconventional.
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen pipes get killed, kill people before.
Okay, Mark.
Oh, boy.
But floating into their back.
I mean,
come
it's a horror
on.
Movie. But
yeah.
I do agree with the makeup on the
mask.
Plaster.
Plaster on
yeah,
the face.
Nasty.
Plaster killing you.
Plaster killing you is gross.
Plaster of scare us.
She got like choked by her own scarf. In
choked
that
by
one.
Her own scarf is
which,
good.
Which I mean, it's strangling in a way. But
strangling,
by,
it's
I mean,
fashion,
getting
fashion.
Killed
strangling
by an
death.
Animatronic Native American throwing a knife in the back of your head. That's special.
That is special.
Wouldn't
you be like, if like a psychic 10 years before the episode, this is how you're going to die.
Yeah. Okay, lady.
Yeah,
okay.
Then I'd be like, I'm not going around any fun houses.
Yeah.
No shooting ranges for me. But also like, shut up, lady.
Yeah, you're crazy.
What a hack.
But if like,
what a heck.
That's how you die? Like, really?
What a bummer to have to explain
that
to someone.
That's how I was going to die.
If that's how I die, I mean, that would be kind of wild and fun.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's not the worst.
Like, how crazy would it be if they're like, hey, Betsy died from a Native American
animatronic. It's a small world. One of the robots lost their goddamn mind.
And threw a fucking knife in the back of her head. That's actually a pretty rad way to go.
You know, she died as she lived.
Yes.
Enjoying animatronics.
I'm going to give this an 80.
80!
Yes, because there's a lot of cool different ways to die.
I'm going to have to give it a 90.
90.
Ooh, yeah.
I give it a 75 because I wanted more non-traditional.
Okay. Even though only like 6 people died in this?
I wanted, well, like a lot of knives, pipes. I've seen all that before.
Sure.
I've seen kinetics before.
Okay.
All right.
But the plaster was great. So giving it 81.67, more non-traditional than Scream.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, next category, and we're almost to yours.
Oh, shit.
Breath acting.
I will say this, Holly at the end, she did a lot of like screaming and like grabbing the sides of her head.
Yeah, she had a lot of that.
And I actually read in looking like at the trivia on IMDb this movie. So apparently like, what's his name? Chris Connors is like self-taught. So he was just like, yeah, just go. And she was like method. And she apparently would do all these breathing exercises and stuff before they started filming. He would say to the director like, what is all this nonsense she's doing?
Perfect.
That's so funny. What so is I think there's a lot of shit.
Yeah, right.
The dog on Old Yeller didn't have to breathe before we shot a scene.
He breathes crazy.
Yeah, he's got those masks on.
Like he has some big old breath moments. And that girl getting fucking wrapped up with the heartbeat happening.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay, I'm gonna give it an 80.
80.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty breathy.
I'll give it an 80 as well.
80.
Mark.
60.
Okay.
All right, Betsy. Giving an average of 73.33.
Nice.
I was not doing that for every category. I'm so sorry,
it's
audience.
All right.
I somehow I'll figure out a way to share this entire doc with everybody. People would probably like that, right? Alex
share
says they would.
It.
All right, Betsy. Time for your category.
It's my cat. And should it be off of
it could
tourist
be either.
Trap?
Just what do you think would be
some
a good
people,
metric?
Here's the thing. Anything you want. Some people choose something to try to game the system to make sure that their movie does better.
Oh,
some people try to think of the category that would work well in us trying to find the gayest movie
I
ever.
Think ideally you could probably do both. And like that's the ideal guest curated category.
Well, I think
category.
This might help with both.
Okay, let's hear
please.
It.
Wait, how are these? Wait, what you ask? How are these set up? what was the
0 to 100?
Breath acting,
non-traditional murder weapon, entrances with pizzazz.
Okay, I'm gonna say mannequins.
Because
there's a
the more
lot
mannequins
of good
in a movie, the gayer it is.
The more mannequins in a movie, the gayer it is.
Okay,
wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
I can't disagree. Because that means there's a department store, and if there's a department store, there's fashion.
Department store is good. I want to now do mannequin 2 with you guys. We should do mannequin 2.
Absolutely. Okay. On the move. She's on the move.
That's a whole different one.
Yeah.
So what are you going to give Tourist Trap for mannequins?
100.
Yeah. You have to give it 100. No way you can't give this movie not 100.
I think this probably has more mannequins than mannequin.
Absolutely.
What are you more mannequins than people. Definitely it's 100.
Yeah.
There's no argument.
But there's a lot of movies with a lot of mannequins.
That's true.
I mean, have you seen Gwyneth Paltrow act?
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're into the bonus rounds where these are things we have to agree on.
But it's like binary. It's like yes or no.
It's very easy.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry.
There's
straight
only like three
actors
of them.
Playing gay roles, -5% each instance.
It doesn't happen. So there are no penalties. So zero for this
Wait,
one.
Wait, what's oh, anytime that happens, it's
like
-5%. Yeah. Oh,
like Call Me By Your Name would
that.
Get -10% points taken away.
Ugh.
All right. Positive portrayal of homosexuality, +15%.
Again, I think it's a zero.
I think it's a zero.
Zero.
Zero. All right, and finally, -50% if this is the movie Cruising.
This is not the movie Cruising, so it is not penalized 50%.
Okay. All right, and then we let me tally up.
I love all right. that so much.
So out of a possible 2,050 points.
Jesus Christ.
Tourist Trap has scored 896.33, giving it a 43.72,
shit.
Making it the 7th gayest movie of all time.
Okay.
Not as gay as The Kids Are All Right, but gayer than Toy Soldiers.
All right, yay,
Betty.
That
is so funny.
Oh, wow. Well, we've reached the end of the show, Betsy.
That,
we
I
did
love
it.
That so much.
We did it. Wow.
I love that so much.
We learned a lot.
Yeah. Tourist Trap.
Mm-hmm. Let me just quickly, we have an iTunes review.
Oh, let's hear this iTunes yes. review. Let's hear it.
Here's one from on iTunes from Will Conover. Wickedly 5 stars. He said, these two old queens are hilarious. Is this gross to read positive things about yourself?
No, I support it.
All right. Wickedly talented hosts and guests. Delightfully tense rating system. Everything you could want and more. Do yourself a favor and listen now. My one and only iTunes podcast review.
Oh, thank you, Will. That was so sweet.
Awesome.
So please leave us a review, rate, subscribe,
tell
give
your
us
friends.
5 stars.
Yeah.
You can, if you have any questions or comments, you disagree with anything, you can email us at twooldqueens@gmail.com.
Follow
or you
us Twitter,
can...
Instagram, Two Old Queens. Betsy, anything you want to
plug?
Anything
promote? You want to plug or mention?
I guess just my podcast. I got one called A Funny Feeling, where me and Marcy Jaro talk to our friends about their paranormal experiences. Mm-hmm. You both have been on
we
it.
Have.
Yeah, it's such a great,
yeah,
fun podcast.
They,
I love
John
it.
John and Mark have been on it, so check it out. And then another one, it's on Patreon, me and Mono Agapian, where we just talk about everything we love, which is trash. We talk about all things trashy. Food, movies, TV, people, anything and everything. Which we'll have you guys on.
Have you
too.
Talked awesome. About actual trash? Like just gone through a garbage?
We do have a segment called The Dump, but right. No, it's not
that's
actual
your live
trash.
Show. You go to a store, you just open it up, and you just go through it, and you're like, this is it. Trash.
So yeah, check those out if you want more of this voice.
I think, who doesn't?
Thank you, Betsy, for coming on.
Well, that's all. Thank you for episode 2 of 5 Cold Screams. There's 3 more to come, and that's it for now.
Hold on. I want to plug something really quick.
Yes.
If you're in the LA area, I wrote a musical parody of the Stephen King, both movies, It.
Yes.
It's playing at Rockwell Table and Stage.
Yes.
Come check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's going to be really great. If you love horror movies, if you love musical parodies, come Rockwell Table and Stage in LA.
These are professional. These are amazing singers.
Amazing
they're
singers. Great. Yeah.
Unbelievable. These shows are so much fun.
They're so much fun.
When does it start? Has it started?
When this airs, it will have started. But
oh,
it starts
great.
The end of September. It goes through mid-November.
Let's
come check it out.
It's a perfect Halloween treat.
Uh-huh.
They're
doesn't
always
have
a blast.
To be Halloween specific, but yes.
No.
But it's great.
Halloween last year round.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. It's always
it's so much
fun. You'll get trashed with your friends and then you scream along, sing along.
Yep. Great.
Super fun.
It's a jukebox musical, so it's songs that you know, so you're gonna have a great
time. Yes, it's the most fun.
Great.
Well, yeah, go, Mark.
All right, that's it. Thank
we'll
you.
Go. For that's it for us.
Goodbye.
So many cars just crashed.
Now it's time for credits. Produced by Alex Arche. Music by Danny Cohen. Art by Connie Shin. See you next Wednesday. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.